Sold. The sign, red with lettering, looms above the ragged hedge like a warning. We round the corner, the car rolling slowly to a stop. Pete switches off the engine, and I listen to the steady drumming on the car roof.
Well, it's big enough, isn't it?
Pete turns to me, his eyebrows raised. Excitement, no awe. Anxiety, perhaps? He's lost weight these last few months. I can see it in the hollow of his cheeks, his eyes sunken from the stress of it all. There's a crack in the distance. A flock of birds rises into the sky, wings thrashing in a flurry of movement. And then silence descends again. Suddenly, I feel it. As surely as if someone had whispered the words in my ear. We are not alone. I don't call, Joanna. I've had two glasses of red wine and I'm not thinking straight. But I'm angry at her for not telling me things about Katie. That the old Duke was her favourite bar. That she was working on something she shouldn't have been. Instead, I decide to walk to Joanna's to turn up and confront her. When I get there, my anger simmers. None of this is her fault. It's mine. I start to cry, one gloved hand clutching the rusty railing. I close my eyes, pulling the gate closed again. But there's a hand on my shoulder, and she's leading me to the house. She's seen me like this before, many times.
Where's Tom?
He's out with a baby, seeing his mum. Don't worry, it's just us.
I'm sorry to burst in like this.
You never have to apologise, she says. Is it the show? You shouldn't watch it.